24. I'm still talking about the Christian family. What is the Christian family, or the Christian home, or the godly family? The Christian family, or the Christian home, or the godly family? Let's look at that. I think the question that we've answered so far is the answer we've given so far is that the Christian home or the Christian family is that one founded by God. Founded by God. God himself works and is still the founder. God himself is the builder. God himself laid the foundation of that home. And I want to add here that you are born again, Christian husband, Christian wife. You must be very careful what you do in that home. I think I established something last Sunday, that in that home or in that marriage where you are, you are only a caretaker for God, for that woman that is given to you as a wife. And wife, you are only a caretaker for that woman, for that man that God has given to you as your husband. So you must be very careful, therefore, what you do in that home. What you do with that woman that is your wife, you must be very careful, therefore, what you do with that man that is your husband, your attitude, your relationship, your actions and reactions about that one that is your partner in that home, in that family, in that marriage. You must therefore be careful. The home is always started by a husband and a wife. The home is always started by a husband and a wife. It is later, those are the two people that God puts in that home, puts in that family. Then as time goes on, the children begin to come. As the children begin to come, the family begins to enlarge. Praise God. And as these children begin to come, normally when God puts the man and the woman together, he gives them responsibilities, what they must do in that home to make it a home that is really what it should be. I think it was last Sunday or Tuesday that I said it, that every Christian home is supposed to be a replica or a picture of heaven here on earth. Praise God. Praise God. Every Christian home is supposed to be a place representing heaven here on earth. I mean, and that song that we just sang, God give us Christian home, answers all the question what the Christian home should be. It is a place where God is feared, where God is reverenced, where God is honored in everything that we do. And that's why we don't just do whatever we like in it. No, we only do things that will honor God in it. Not what I want, because it's not your home. It belongs to God. So Joshua gathered the people in Joshua 24, verse 14. Now, if you want to honor God in that home, in that family, in that marriage, Joshua said to them, let me tell you the secret. If you must enjoy the peace of God, the love of God, I want to tell somebody here, if you say you are a Christian, be a Christian. I want to say to that woman, if you say you are a Christian, be a Christian. I want to say to that husband or man, if you say you are a Christian, be a Christian. I just got that. Be a Christian if you say you are a Christian. I just had that. And then Joshua said, now, it is now. Honoring God is a thing for now. Loving God is for now. It's right now. And it continues, not a thing for a moment. He said, now, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. And serve Him with all faithfulness. Now, fear the Lord. Honor the Lord. Too many times in that home, in that family, in that marriage, we do things that are not honorable to God. God gave out responsibilities. Husband, love your wife. And love means everything. Husband, love your wife. You know why you must love that woman? But men, some husbands are not. They don't love their wives. They would get up, they want to abuse, they want to say all kinds of things, they want to do all kinds of things. Some of them are not, they don't accommodate this, they don't take in, they don't make this woman feel I'm a part of the family. Husbands, love your wives. That is the duty of the man in that home. Woman, submit to your husband in every, in other words, if you don't love him, you will not submit to him. You know why you must love him? And you'll know why you must love her, because, I don't know where I was saying it the other day, that out of the too many thousands of women all over the place that you have, maybe where you schooled, where you worked and everything, you saw too many women, you saw all of them everywhere, yet you decided this is the one I want to marry. Like Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. And woman, because you also saw many other men, I'm sure it's possible somebody would have come. You said, no, I don't like him. Another one, no, I don't like him. And then you came to the one and said, yeah, I like him. So you must give him your all. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Where we fear the Lord and God is in charge and in control, there is faithfulness. The husband is faithful to the wife. The wife is faithful to the husband. Secrecy is gone. A question of where I go, I'm doing my own things in secret. The woman does not know what I am doing. Oh, the man is doing the woman is doing and the man does not know what she is doing. And it should not be there. The Bible said, after God had brought Eve to Adam and they lived together, and it says, and the man and the woman were naked and they were not ashamed. They are being naked here, not being ashamed. In our marriage language, we said that talks about transparent openness to one another. Transparent openness to one another. In a Christian home, where God is honored, there is transparent openness. The man knows what the wife is doing. The wife knows what the man is doing. There was a time in one of the things, actually the last church we left, I settled. This husband and wife, they were always fighting and fighting. Maybe the woman's phone is in the room and she's in the kitchen. And the phone rings and rings and the husband picks the phone. These were Christians. That lady was in the choir. And the man was one of our leaders. And the man picks the phone to answer. She gets mad. Why must you touch my phone? Why must you pick it? What do you want to see there? It was only causing fight. Okay. What are you hiding that your husband? Who are you hiding in your phone that your husband must not hear speak? Praise God. Praise God. Should it be like that? Should it be like that? Answer me, people. Should it be like that? Then we're always fighting. At the point, I say, if you pick my phone again, I will leave this house. Then you are hiding something. What are you hiding that your husband would not know? Faithfulness is important. Man, what are you hiding that your wife should not know? Faithfulness is important. And Joshua said to them, now, fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. The Christian home is a home where there is faithfulness. The man and the woman are faithful to God. The man and the woman are faithful to themselves. The husband is faithful to the wife. The wife is faithful to the husband. They are faithful to themselves. Their eyes are closed to any other enticement from outside. The woman's eyes are closed to any other, anything outside the home, outside the husband. Their eyes are closed to, that's where Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10 comes in. My son or my daughter, if sinners entice you, say no, run away from every appearance of evil and say no. Praise God. There can never be anybody, any man in this world that is better than your husband. There can never be any woman in this world that is better than your wife. Praise God. Can never be. There can never be. And that is why it is not right for the husband to begin to compare the wife with any other woman. Don't you see the way Sister So-So-So is, she's better than you. No, you don't compare. And wife, it is, no man would ever like it that you begin to compare your husband with any other brother and any other man. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. Faithfulness is important. You say, throw away the gods. So the Christian home is the home where we have thrown everything that distracts, everything that don't glorify, everything that take away my attention from my husband or from my wife, I throw it away. And Joshua said to them, if you must fear God and honor him and serve him faithfully, throw away the gods that your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord and serve the Lord. The Christian home is a place where God is served with all our lives. Children, take note of that. It is the place. Listen, how can anybody, your parents, if there's anything I do know, that every father, every mother, every parent would always want their children to be better than them. This, like Paul here, would always tell me, I will be a pastor like you. Because his pastor, that's from time when he was even in high school. The other one, Peter, I would, of course, that one, when he was in secondary school, he attended Redeemer's University. At the same time, he attended their Bible college, Redeemer's Bible College. There he attended, got their certificate, and can preach and all that. They tell me, oh, we want to be like you. Every child should aspire to be as good and as strong as the parents who are Christians and even better than them. It will give me joy tomorrow. Give me joy tomorrow. Maybe after that I say, find Paul. He's become a pastor. He's preaching additional to his work to give me joy. To give me joy, see all of them preaching the word of God and continuing the ministry. It will give your parents joy to see everyone here really doing very well in the Lord. It will give our parents joy. Praise God. And Joshua said to them, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. He said, but whether the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. He said, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me, the father, As for me, the wife, and as for me, as for my children, members of the household, we will serve the Lord. Serving the Lord in that home is not just for the husband. It is not just for the wife. It is for both the wife, the husband, and every member of the family. And that's why we must do all that we can do to make sure everyone and all our children also make sure that we don't go away from what our parents are teaching us. God is interested in the family. God cares about the family. And God wants the family to be what he has ordained it to be from the beginning. He said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make for him a helper fit for him, a person that he will walk with together and glorify my name. I was reading the book of 2 John, verse 10 to verse 11. Can I have it on the screen? 2 John. We must avoid every form of distraction. We must avoid all intruders in our homes and into that home, the Christian home. 2 John. Look at this. I was reading that and I come to relate it with what I'm discussing. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, the doctrine of oneness, the doctrine of togetherness, the doctrine of love, the doctrine of faithfulness in that home, husband faithful to the wife and wife faithful to the husband, if there comes any unto you and bring not this doctrine, he said, receive him not into your house. Praise God. What doctrine are we talking about? Doctrine of what God has defined marriage and designed marriage to be. You know, there are some people, I think last Tuesday we were asking the question, and the question was, what are the things that make the marriage? And then we began to discuss. And I said, okay, what about a marriage? You've been married for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 5 years, and there is no child yet. What happens? And I like the way that Brajide answered that question. Firstly, God brought the man and the woman together. God never said, well, if there's no child, you must separate. No. If there is, the number one thing is, husband and wife, are we together? Yes. Keep going. There's no child today. Tomorrow there will be a child. But even if the child is not there, it's no reason to say, no way, I'm not marrying again. I remember one man many years ago, who have not even become a pastor, Brother Mosun. He was a very big man, but a fine Christian man. The wife was in the choir, a very fine Christian woman. They've been married for a long time, no child. And the man would always tell us, his family members will come to him. That is somebody bringing this doctrine that is not of God to separate that home. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, he said, do not take him into your house. It doesn't matter who the person is. Some mothers come to destroy the home. Some fathers come to destroy the home. Some relations come to destroy the home and put a kind of big gap between the man and his wife. He says, such people, don't take them into your home. They will come to Brother Moses and say, listen here, what are you doing? You are getting old. What kind of a wife is this? You've been married for many years and there is no child. Send her away and get another. The man said, listen, don't come to my house anymore. You want to destroy my home. Amen. Amen. This is why the Bible says, and therefore shall a man, not a boy, not, there are some men, they may be 40 years, 50 years, but they are still boys. Amen. They are still boys. Your mother will say, what are you doing? What is, a person came, they say, this thing, your wife, she's finishing all your money. What is wrong with you? This woman, look at the kind of thing, look at all the men, look at everything. And the man, a man that is a man indeed, that is not a boy, we said, don't forget, leave my wife alone. Whatever she's cooking, she's cooking it for me. Brother Mosin will say, listen, don't come to my house anymore. You have nothing to do with my family, nothing to do. I love my wife. We are together. This is our family. We own it together. Don't, you're only a visitor here. Don't come to have control over my. And nobody could. And Brother Mosin and all that serving God with all his life. But there are some boys who are in marriage. Some boys in marriage. They are 30, 40, 50 years. But they are still boys. Their parents, their relations, their mother, their father, sister, brother have scattered their families. Because they could not take their stand. Praise God. Man, I married this lady many years ago. I married her. And I think she's from Calabar. Okay, and I'm from the Igbo land. And they were bringing, I called my father, I called my mother. I said, listen, you know what? I've taken care of you. I called my brothers. I said, I've trained you in school and everything. You see this one? See this? That's my wife. She's going to live with me until death do us part. She's the one going to have my children. Don't come here to cause confusion and trouble. Leave her alone. Listen, if you come here, mother, father, you are a visitor. After your visit, you go back. This is the person that is going. Nobody, nobody. Don't. If you say you love me, you must love her. In fact, love her more than you love me. If you come here abusing her, embarrassing her, and harassing her, then you don't love me. But please, when you come here, respect yourself. I set up that standard, and everybody kept to it. Praise God. So anybody that will say your mother will call, your mother will say, then you are still a boy. Still a boy. Still a boy. Be a man. Praise the Lord. Be a man. Amen. So, and also you the woman, must respect yourself. Years ago, I've been marriage counseling. I have my book. I say it again. If you have not gotten a copy of my book on marriage, get it. How can you be a wife? You love me. Of course, there is something about this woman. When we got married newly, my younger brother was living with me. He's in Texas now. Because he had lived with me for many years. When this person came, he never saw any reason why this would take his place. My wife would be there. He doesn't care. I'm hungry. He will run to the kitchen, open, and carry whatever food and all that, and eat and all that. I'm amazed after he will leave the plate there. She will come and say, I don't know whether he was not. I don't know really at that time. You know, woman will get angry. And why are you leaving this plate like this? They will disagree. As I'm coming back from work, my brother is standing there. She's just sitting inside. There, you see, this is your wife. I will get inside. She will come. You see, that your brother? What do I do here? Some other time I'm coming, she'll be, see, this is your brother. And I think there was even one day she said, look, I'm going to my mother's house. I said, if you go to your mother's house, you finish. Don't come back here. Praise God. That thing was too much. What do I do? I can't drive away my brother. I can't drive away with my wife. Confusion. Praise God. Did anybody face that kind of something? But, and she expected that if she comes to tell me that your brother, I would say, look here, brother, son, what's wrong with you? I'll be. She expected that. But after most of the time, I'll just say, you see now, because it's your brother, I tell you, don't even do anything about it. And then you say you love me. Confusion. But one day, I just came back. As that brother, my brother, I said, listen. You know what? Enough is enough. Stop it. Don't do it again. You have been in this house. You are going to have your own family in the future. You're going to have your wife, your children, build your family. This is my own family. Stop it. Don't embarrass my wife anymore. Do you hear me? Don't do that anymore. And I talk and talk and talk. We got inside. I said, come, listen, you also respect yourself. If you say you love me as your husband, you must love. Whatever happens, it's not even good. You and the boy. Blah, 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 blah. Wait when I come and see what I do. And it's not right that you tell me, you think I will just beat him and drive him away. They will not see you as a good woman. They say this is a bad woman. This man have been loving the brother. The moment she came, more so they are. Nakalaba woman. That's how they do. Praise the Lord. And then after I talked to her inside very well, when I was talking to the boy, I talked to him in her presence. Then after the whole thing, I said, I'm not eating today. Come here. Sit down. Come, sit down. And we began to talk. And then after all the talk, you know, she's principally, she's typically a Yoruba woman. And in the Yoruba land, even if your brother-in-law is like this, you call him Brother Sunday. Abi? And not Sunday. They now came to an agreement. You know, she started from that day. Brother Sonny. And the man comes, the thing comes with the man. Brother Sonny. And then that one started. Sister Grace. Till today. They are so, you know, till today. From Texas. Sister Grace. How on a day they will begin to talk? And somehow I say, you people are over talking. Praise God. Why? Because, and the standard was established. And they know it. If you come in, I tell them, this is the owner of this house. You don't just come from anywhere. You run into the kitchen, you open the pot and carry food and carry everything. You don't do that. You never try. If you try it, I will send you away. Don't do it. Praise God. That is the standard. That is how to be a man in your home. And that is how to be the woman of the home, the man. If anyone comes to you, let me say it again. Maybe I'm going to stop here. Husband, wife, together. If anyone comes from anywhere to you and wants to scatter your home, send the person away. That home is for you and your wife. Praise God. It is not that your family members will not come. No, they must come. But wife, you also must be ready to receive your husband's family members. Many men get angry. He says she will love her own family. She will do this for her family. She will send money to her parents. She will all do this. When my brothers come, she will say, she don't want to receive my brothers. That or my sister. That is wrong. It is iron sharpening iron. Praise God. When we got married, our toast on the card printed was Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. Can you read that for somebody? Ruth, the book of Ruth, and of course you know our first child is Ruth. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. That was what we picked as our toast. I think silver. Can you? And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you. Or to return from following after you. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. That is a part of our covenant. I will not leave you, you will not leave me. We are living together in that home. That is our home. And that is what the Christian home should be. You see, very easily, husbands forget the vows they made on the altar of marriage. Very, very soon and very easily, wives forget the vows and the promises that they made on the altar of marriage. Most of the times, I remember these. I remember these, that we pick this together and say we will stay together. You know that song, me and you go be as one. Me and you go be as one. Yeah, me and you. Me and you. Oh, me and you, God. Oh, me and you, me and you. Oh, me and you, me and you. Yeah, me and you. Oh, me and you. Oh, me and you, God. Praise the Lord. I think I'm right. I'm rounding up here. But remember, I would always say to you, marriage is only when you get to the point. Amen. Are you listening to me, children? When you finish your school, when you do everything, still serving God, and you get to the point, God would always give you a good home. Don't mind your friends who are doing all kinds of things. It is no marriage without the consent of your parents and all that. You just pack your load and run to one man's house. It's no marriage. God is against that. It is no marriage when you are just one young man who run to your house. It's no marriage. Look unto God. Serve God with all faithfulness. And when the time comes, if Jesus tarries and we're still all together, we'll join you all in marriage. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. Thank God.